It's below zero in Hawaii, and Margaret Thatcher is making inroads for women. My friend, you've been captured by Arnie's Time Warp, where it's May of 1979.
Here come the jesters, 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy. I love the music, and I love to see the crowd dancing in the aisles and singing out loud, yeah. Here come the dancers.
Artie's Time Warp.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame, burning within. Now and then,
wherever you go, whatever you do.
You're listening to Artie's Time Warp, and here's your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good.
Welcome into the show, my musical family. We are moving and grooving in May of 1979 as The Who premieres their Quadrophenia stage show in London and introduces their new drummer, Kenny Jones, following the death of Keith Moon. And Elton John becomes the first pop star to perform in Israel and the first to tour Russia. He'll eventually perform 8 concerts there.
Never really.
all the hits. Artie's Time Warp for the love of music.
From the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
The Warp. May 79, a Northwestern University grad student is injured in a blast set by the Unabomber. In Florida, convicted murderer John Spankalink is executed in the first use of the electric chair since the reintroduction of the death penalty. And Radio City Music Hall reopens in New York City.
Oh,
It wouldn't be May of 1979 without the Bee Gees. And we'll continue with our musical retrospective after these messages from our sponsors.
Artie's Time Warp. For the love of music.